Two films open today with titles that make them sound a lot sexier than they are. One is called Vice, and the other On the Basis of Sex. What they are is biopics about a conservative vice president and a liberal Supreme Court justice. Critic Bob Mondello says the film's differences go way beyond politics.
You know exactly what you're getting with On the Basis of Sex from the opening moment when a very young Ruth Bader Ginsburg strides into Harvard Law School surrounded by a sea of gray, black, and navy business suits. The year is 1956, and at first, she's the only person you see in heels, cinematic shorthand, times were different then, and when the law dean hosts a dinner party for the 9 Harvard women in a class of hundreds, you're encouraged to bristle as Ruth does.
Let us go around the table. And each of you ladies report who you are, where you're from, and why you're occupying a place at Harvard that could have gone to a man.
After she graduates, things aren't much better. New York law firms won't hire Ginsburg, so she ends up teaching law. And then her husband comes to her with a tax case he's working on that he thinks might be up her alley. And it is.
This is sex-based discrimination against a man.
Poor guy.
If a federal court ruled that this law is unconstitutional, then it could become the precedent others refer to and build on. Men and women both. It could topple the whole damn system of discrimination.
Director Mimi Leder's approach to the story of a genuinely remarkable woman is genuinely, remarkably conventional. There are hurdles jumped, doubts overcome, inspirational music and earnest performance by Felicity Jones, and a climactic courtroom scene that On the Basis of Sex treats almost as a sporting event. Can she get her argument across the finish line? On the basis of cinematic precedent, that is never very much in question. You'd think Vice, about Vice President Dick Cheney, would be equally unsurprising. It's not like we don't know how his story turned out. But Vice is by Adam McKay, the guy who made credit default swaps cool in The Big Short and cut his teeth on Saturday Night Live. And he doesn't generally give audiences what they're expecting. Take the moment when a young, intensely devoted Dick Cheney, played by Christian Bale, who gained 40 pounds for the role, is interning for a youngish congressman, Donald Rumsfeld, and asks his mentor a question.
What do we believe?
Steve Carell's Rumsfeld takes in his protege.
What do we believe? Oh, that's very good. What do we believe?
This is early on, and Bale's Cheney is nothing if not a quick study. Machiavellian, with a wife as hungry for power as he, at least according to the narrator, who pops in occasionally to muse about, say, the impossibility of knowing what the Cheneys were thinking when they realized George W. Bush was going to offer him the vice presidency.
We can't just snap into a Shakespearean soliloquy that dramatizes every feeling and motivation. That's just not the way the world works.
It is, however, how an Adam McKay movie works.
A mere treaty is our union.
Mine own blood and will are yours, till pierced be the last soldier's breastplate, spilling forth its ruby jelly treasures.
Growling, gruff, and grumpy, Christian Bale makes the title character a lot like his Batman, basically a psychopath turned vigilante. Amy Adams is sharp as his Lady Macbeth.
Half the room wants to be us, the other half fears us.
And Sam Rockwell is a great foil as W.
I want you to be my VP. You the solution to my problem.
The vice presidency is mostly a symbolic job.
I can see how that wouldn't be enticing to you.
However,
McKay views Cheney as responsible for most of the things that are wrong with the world today, and he pursues that notion with take-no-prisoners zeal, also with considerable cleverness from the fishing lures in the shape of twin towers and oil derricks that grace the final credits, to the waiter who offers Cheney and other diners a menu of governmental horrors.
Tonight we're offering the enemy combatant, whereby a person is not a prisoner of war or a criminal, which means, of course, that he has absolutely no protection under the law. We're also offering an extraordinary rendition where suspects are...
Vice is as entertainingly negative about the vice president as On the Basis of Sex is blandly positive about the future Supreme Court justice. So, it's Christmas. Choose your poison. I'm Bob Mondello.